Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Today on the On Enquirer podcast, Joy Wagner, the Packers fan, and myself, Jeremy Warner, the Bears fan, we talked to a Bears player, Doug Kramer, former Illini center. He gave us some time. We really appreciate him as he's getting ready for his first training camp with the Chicago Bears. He joined us to talk about getting drafted, his Illini career, his influences on him, Justin Fields, and his NFL career. Had a great time catching up with Doug Kramer, who is one of my favorites to cover over the last several years, 6 years with the Illini. I covered him from gray shirt recruit all the way to NFL draft pick and now as an NFL pro. So it's been a blast to watch his career and to see him be rewarded for all his hard work, his leadership, and he was a heck of a football player for the University of Illinois. So today, we focus on Doug Kramer. We'll get back to our position previews for Illinois football as we go along. But kudos to Joey Wagner for locking down Doug, and kudos to Doug for giving us some of his time. So when we come back, Chicago Bears center Doug Kramer on the Illini Enquirer podcast. Man, happy to have on the Illini Enquirer podcast here with Joey Wagner, Jeremy Warner, a guy we covered for a while and now is in the NFL with the Chicago Bears. It's Doug Kramer. Doug, thanks for joining us, man, right before training camp. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Fired up to get it going, obviously. Just said training camp, so just getting dialed in and ready to roll for that. But fired up to be on with you guys.
Well, Doug, I see the Bears logo. I know you and I have worn that for most of our lives. So just what's it like growing up a Bears fan, getting that call, and knowing you're going to be snapping the ball to a Chicago Bears quarterback in just a couple weeks?
Yeah, it was, honestly, it was one of the craziest days of my life for sure. And yeah, honestly, it was insane. I think you could hear from, you know, my family's reaction in the background that, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, everyone was kind of hoping for, but didn't want to get their hopes up for, kind of, if that makes any sense. Just because you never really know what's going to happen. And you could end up anywhere. So you need to be open to that. But obviously, you know, playing for a team you grew up loving and really set the foundation for why you play the game and what you like about the game is super special. And, you know, it's very similar to how it was with Illinois. You know, I took a tremendous amount of pride wearing that, you know, the eye on my helmet and being able to be a part of that team and a part of that locker room. So it's a familiar feeling, but definitely, you know, unique because it's the NFL and you know, you've kind of been preparing for this your entire life.
You went into Harris Hall before the draft, obviously, and went through that process. What was that like to go in there for the first time for either OTAs or to sign your contracts and just know that, like, I am a Chicago Bear? Like, this is actually real life.
Yeah, it was super, super cool moments. You know, one of the things I love about Hallis Hall is right when you walk in the player's entrance, there's, you know, all the retired jersey numbers kind of like in this one hallway that you walk through when you go in. So the first things you see every single time you walk in that building are those names and those numbers. So, you know, just as, you know, a football fan, but especially as a Bears fan and, you know, knowing what those numbers mean and what those players mean to the city is awesome to just walk through every single day. You know, it's super special.
Jeremy, I'm just, Doug, the the moment on the call, like, who was going crazy? Was it your mom, your dad? Because, like, I think we heard your mom in the video the Bears put out, right? She was just pretty jazzed up. Or was it you? Like, how do you process that? Because like, there's so much information being thrown at you at one time. Like, you're drafted, and I'm sure you had a range of emotions. Like, how did you process the rest of that day?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're on the call, it's definitely, you know, especially when you get to those later rounds, you realize that, you know, there's a chance that anyone who's in those later rounds could go undrafted. And any of those guys who went undrafted could, you know, end up being one of the later round guys. So you're kind of fielding a bunch of different calls. So you're not sure, like, you're not sure which one is actually going to be that call until they say it. So that's kind of why there was a delay in the video. If you picked up on that, like, it was dead silent until I said the Bears, because we just didn't know if it was, you know, one of those calls where they're just kind of checking in, or if it was the actual call. But yeah, that was my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister losing their minds in the background. You know, I was trying my best to just listen, and I couldn't really talk in that moment. I was like, wow, like, I couldn't believe it happened, and that it turned out to be the Bears.
Well, Doug, I remember I got a call from Bill Cubitt in 2016 saying, hey, I met with this Doug Kramer kid. Love him. Like, we need to get him on our team. And then you committed just a couple of days later. It was a gray shirt, right? You had to earn your spot. Like, you know, weren't going to be there until January. Bill Cubitt gets fired. All of a sudden, Lovie Smith comes in and he calls you up and says, hey, get to camp. The next year, you're starting center for Illinois. So whatever it's been, Doug, you've kind of, I don't know, surprised people, but exceeded maybe the outside expectations. You had this undersized label. I know you and your family are completely sick about it. I get it. But you get drafted, right? Like, you get drafted, and now you're part of the Bears. Like, what is the key to overcoming all of that? Like, right? Like, that this, you didn't have a Big Ten offer coming out, or, you know, you're buried on the depth chart and people are saying you're undersized coming into the NFL. Like, how do you explain how you overcome that for anybody else that is dealing with that? Anybody listening?
Yeah, I mean, it's not super complicated, to be honest. All you have to do is just, you know, stay focused and control what you can control in a situation. Like, it's everyone's job to make comments and say whatever they want about, you know, certain players, and, you know, you just have to understand that, and, you know, you can't control any of that stuff. So there's no point in, you know, spending any time thinking about it, really. It's just, you know, certain opportunities are going to present itself, and when they do, or if they do, you just got to try to take them. So, you know, basically, since I got that, you know, offer to Illinois as a gray shirt, I've really just tried to, you know, dedicate myself to staying in the moment, you know, taking things day by day. So, you know, when you're in training, you're not always thinking about, oh, week whatever we're playing this team, or week, you know, you're just focused on that one set of squat. You're trying to get better every single day. And that really just keeps you grounded. It keeps you in the moment. And, you know, it really makes you, you know, work hard every single day. And I think that's, you know, really the most important thing.
Who made, you know, the biggest impact on you while you were at Illinois? I know you start for Luke Butkus. Nick Allegretti's there. I know you were at his camp this weekend. Just who are some of the people that left a lasting impact on you, and what kind of impact did they leave on you?
Yeah, that's a tough question, because there's a ton of people. I was there for 6 years, obviously, so it was, you know, a ton of people that I've come across that, you know, have impacted me and shaped who I am today. But I would say, like, you know, early on, you know, Coach Butkus played a huge role in who I am, you know, as a person and as an offensive lineman. Just really, you know, setting that mentality of, you know, this is what an Illinois offensive lineman, you know, looks like. This is how he plays. This is how he acts. You know, this is how he trains in the weight room. Definitely him for sure.
We got to see him at training camp, and it was entertaining for us. I can't imagine it was entertaining for you though at that time, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, he. It was, you know, he got on us, but he could do that because we all knew that he cared so much about us. And, you know, he played, you know, he played the center position at Illinois at a really high level. You know, he played in massive games. He won a Big Ten championship. So we all knew, you know, right away how much Illinois meant to him and how much, you know, being in that room meant to him. So that allowed him to, you know, coach the way he does, which is, you know, he's going to get on you. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it, like, that type of coaching definitely prepares you for, like, it prepares you for the heated moments during the game when, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's 100,000 people in the crowd. They're yelling. And, you know, the other four linemen are looking at me for a call. Like, I think, you know, just understanding how to weather that and, you know, control those situations is huge. So I love, you know, getting coached like that, getting coached hard. But yeah, I would say him for sure. Nick Allegretti is another, you know, another guy who had a huge impact on me. And, you know, I've stayed in touch, obviously. We did the camp. I was able to be a camp counselor for him. But yeah, I mean, before the draft, actually, I was training with Nicky for a couple, I think it was a couple months after pro day. It was just me, Nick, and then, you know, our one trainer that we train with. But just having those moments where, you know, he's a guy that's been through what I'm trying to do. So just being able to ask, I literally asked him probably a million questions about, you know, visits. You know, when you go do a workout, when you get invited to a camp, what does that mean? When you get invited to like a top 30 visit, what does that mean? So just being able to bounce everything off him was amazing. And, you know, he's super open to that. And I think he likes doing it. So, yeah, Nick's obviously one of my best friends and definitely had a huge impact on me.
What was the big takeaway after 1 year with Brett Bielema and Bart Miller? Like, what would that do for you as a player?
I would say, that's another tough one. The one takeaway is tough. I had a million takeaways. I still have, a couple pages of notes from Coach B's team meetings, from his football 101 meetings that I always look back at. But I would just say, like, they definitely helped me become a better leader. They, you know, helped me, you know, gain confidence in myself and really be vocal on that team. And yeah, I mean, that staff is awesome, and those two guys are unbelievable people in my life. And you know, I think, you know, Coach B has been unreal. Like, he's been calling, you know, each one of us guys in the NFL and stuff, just checking in on how things are going throughout this entire process. So yeah, both those guys are unbelievable. But I would say, like, from a confidence standpoint, like, they definitely helped me with that for sure.
I want to go back to that 2018 season, because four of you guys on the offensive line have been drafted. Paltrow is back for his Tommy Boy season at Illinois, obviously. But why? Like, there's so many snaps for you guys, and maybe some growing pains early on. But how do you, like, what's that mean to see all four of those guys, and obviously Paltrow is going to have his chance, be drafted or get that NFL opportunity.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's awesome to see. And, you know, I think it's really cool that it was, you know, that O-line that was doing that, or that are, you know, at the point that they're at now. But I think it's awesome to see, like, five guys from Illinois on an offensive line at their state school, you know, playing good football, playing for each other, playing for the state of Illinois, playing for, you know, that university, and just really making the decision to come home. You know, not that I had a lot of other options to do too otherwise, but I would have gone to Illinois no matter what. But yeah, I think it's super cool, like, seeing, like, that group, because we're so close and we still are. So those are bonds I'll have for the rest of my life. But yeah, it's awesome to see, you know, four out of the five right now in there. And obviously Palcho is going to ball out this season, and then he'll be next.
No pressure on him, though, Doug, right?
Yeah, KG sent that text in the group chat kind of joking around with him a little bit.
Take me back to, like, I remember that year, 2017, like, Vidarian Lowe's first start was in Iowa, right? At Kinnick, his first game ever. And, like, you're there, and all, like, Paucho's playing, like, just turned 18 and as a starter. How did that impact you guys? I know the whole team, right? It was such a young team got thrown out there. How do you think that impacted you guys long term?
I think, you know, in a way, it definitely, you know, because we didn't play that well that year at all. So I think, you know, it was a little bit of trial by fire, and I think we all realized, you know, what it takes to be a great player in general, but also what it takes to win in the Big Ten. I think it opened everyone's eyes to that, and you know, the people that did play early on, you know, I think they just worked extremely hard after that season. You know, not that they weren't working hard before, but it's an eye-opening experience when you're playing against guys who are, you know, three, four years older than you in college, who have so much more experience and understand the game in a completely different light as you. So I think it just turned everyone's sense of urgency up, and yeah, I mean, helps you grow quickly for sure.
I imagine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Doug, so you know this as a Bears fan. The Bears need some offensive line help. You get four, I believe, draft picks, rookies coming in. You're one of them. What's your outlook as you start training camp? Because it really seems like Ryan Poles and, you know, the new coaching staff there really wants a lot of competition up front.
Yeah, there's even in OTAs, you know, there's a ton of competition in the room. And you know, you couldn't really ask for anything else. You just want, you know, the chance to be able to go out there and show what you can do. And kind of going back to what I mentioned earlier about just like staying in the moment, that's exactly what I've tried to do. So that's my outlook right now, is just taking it literally day by day, having tasks that I need to get done, I need to improve on, you know, things I need to study, and just getting after that every single day.
What so far is it like having this as your, I know college, it's basically a job, but this is your job. Like, this is what you do. What's the biggest difference for you so far?
It's the best job on planet Earth for sure. You know, it's really hard to, it's very difficult to get there. And obviously, you know, it's going to be a battle every single day to try to stay on the team and, you know, continue to try to help the team win. But, you know, it's some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. You know, you get to go in every day, do what you love. Even in your off time, like, all you got to do is train, and then, you know, the rest of the time is really what you want to do with it. So there's a lot more room to study the game and to get better in that way. And yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. You know, walking through those doors every single day and being a Chicago Bear is, you know, it's the best thing in the world.
What was the welcome to OTA moment where you're like, oh man, this is like my job. Like, did you have one of those?
I don't know, to be honest. I probably just some of the first meetings where I was sitting in there, you know, after the rookie mini camp ended and all the vets started coming in, I was like, you know, wow, like this is the real deal now. Like, you know, you got to step up everything. You got to step up your attention to detail. You know, the way you take the field and the way you practice is huge. And then the way you obviously take care of your body off the field is huge. But yeah, I mean, it gives you more time to, you know, really think about all those things that you're doing and how you can get better, really.
I want to go back one more time to draft day, because you and B were drafted about 40 minutes apart from one another, maybe an hour. And you FaceTimed after you got drafted, I think. Like, walk me through that, because you guys went through a lot at Illinois, coaching changes, seasons. Like, to have that moment with somebody and it both being so fresh and raw for you, what was that like?
Yeah, it was you know, an awesome moment to be able to share that with V. I think, you know, going through these things where it's, you know, kind of an individual achievement, but not really, because, you know, so many people have helped me along the way. But, like, just having to be able to share that with other guys on my team. And, you know, obviously V's got, you know, the young family. He's got the two little kids. He's got his brother. He's got his wife. So just knowing what that meant to his family was super cool. And, yeah, he FaceTimed me. I didn't know there was a camera behind that FaceTime. So he was trying to trap me a little bit, I think. But I think they definitely cut out some of the expletives, because I was fired up for V, and V was fired up for me, for sure.
When did you learn that there was a camera? Did you just open Twitter and see it, or did somebody let you in on that?
Yeah, I had no idea. They just FaceTimed me, and Zach was sitting behind there with the camera ready to roll. So
yeah, you know that.
I had no idea.
You know that video team is always lurking around, but they do really good stuff. So you got to give them credit.
Yeah,
for that.
No, it's a great moment to have on camera. I'm happy he was there.
Yeah. All right, Doug. I want to get your opinion about just, you know, Illinois football moving forward. But I got to ask you, is the Bears fan here, and hopefully we can scare Joey, the Packers fan. Have you noticed anything from Justin Fields yet? Like, what do you got for me on that?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable leader, unbelievable person. You know, he was, I think, for most of the rookies, but especially, you know, for me, he was one of the first guys that, you know, I met in the locker room, and I was, you know, he's one of the first guys that came up to me and introduced himself. And I think that just speaks to who he is as a person. Like, he, you know, he comes to work every single day, and, you know, he's probably, you know, the hardest working person in that building, to be honest. He gets after it, and you can tell how much he wants to win. But yeah, I mean, aside from all the things he does on the field, because he's an unbelievable player, like, that's really what stood out to me is, you know, he's still relatively young in this league, but, you know, he's a great leader. So that definitely stood out.
And obviously it's a fresh start for the organization with the new coaching staff, new front office, obviously a big rookie class. Like, what is the feeling in that building that you're getting from everybody from the top down?
Yeah, it's you know, obviously a ton of change, a ton of new faces, and you know, it kind of just sets the bar as, you know, we're here to work. I think everyone's excited to come into the building and get after it every single day, and yeah, just try to improve, and everyone individually just trying to help the team win. So it's a super fun environment to be in. Like, all the veterans have been super, you know, welcoming and awesome to all the rookies. So it's an unbelievable, you know, place to be at right now, for sure.
I don't want to talk to you big picture about Illinois, but Paucho, I think Jeremy and I both enjoy talking to him because he's a fun guy to talk with, and we talked to him a lot, man. He's been around for a little bit here. But what do we not know about Alex Palcheski? What is something that would surprise people?
Oh, that is hard. You guys know him well. You guys have seen him too.
He's not. What I like about him, he's not afraid to talk like a normal person in front of us. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. That presents some other issues sometimes, but no. I mean, Palcho's awesome. Let's see. Oh, I think Paolo has some, he has like dad jokes. Like when he tells jokes, they're just like they're kind of funny, but they're not. Like everyone's like looking at him like, all right, come on, guy. Like, what are you talking about? But I would just say that for sure. I know for a fact Nikki and KG and V will back me up on that for sure.
Do you have trips down to get Cactus Grill? Were you a Cactus Grill guy in college?
I was a Cactus Grill guy. I love Cactus Grill. Whenever I go back, I'll always get it. I love Maize too. What else is on the list? I got to get some Caribbean Grill. That's a bit of a sleeper one that not many people know about, but that's an incredible place. I think my last year at Illinois, I was going there a couple times a week. But yeah, Champaign food is very underrated. It's very slept on.
What was a sixth year of college like? Just as a like, were you really a college student, or were you just in the apartment doing stuff? Like, what was a sixth year like?
Yeah, you're not really a college student anymore, to be honest. Like, it's different when, you know, everyone, you don't really know anyone anymore. You just know the people on the team. So yeah, I mean, you're 2 years removed from your graduating class. So yeah, I mean, you're not doing much, to be honest. Like, you're kind of just, I was there dialed in on football. I was trying to spend as much time at the facility as possible. I was coming to an end of my master's degree. So yeah, I mean, all those things together, like I probably went back and forth from my apartment to the facility every day, and that's about it.
Well, Doug, you've obviously been through a lot during your Illinois career, ups and downs, making a bowl game, but obviously the coaching changes, offensive coordinator, offensive line changes. What do you think about what's in place now with Josh Whitman, with Brett Bielema, your coach Bart Miller? Like, how do you feel about what's changed since you first got here in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, a ton has changed for sure. You know, I really enjoyed – you know, playing for Coach Lovie Smith. I think, you know, he's a heck of a football coach, and it obviously shows. He's, you know, he's the head coach of the Houston Texans. So he's an unbelievable man. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't end well, obviously, during that COVID year. But then when Coach B and, you know, Coach Miller, all those guys came in, like, it was really, you know, it was definitely a reset for the older guys. You know, you got to be open to, you know, a bunch of new ideas, new ways to do things. And I think it really helped us as older guys just being exposed to that. And that's one of the reasons why I loved that, you know, I made that decision to stay another extra year and be exposed to those new coaches. But yeah, I think, you know, it's super exciting. Like, Coach B is unbelievable. He's an absolute, you know, he's a stud. You know, so it's really fun being in that building with those guys for sure. But yeah, it's an exciting time, big season for the boys. Yeah, I think they're going to get after it, do really well.
My last thing for you, Doug, is you talked about Lovie. If you look at week two and week three, I think you go Lovie and Luke Butkus. Like, you see Houston and Green Bay. Like, have you looked at that at all? Like, that's a nice little 1-2 punch for memory lane there, man.
No, I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't, but obviously awesome. It'll be awesome to see those guys. You know, hopefully, you know, everything works out and I can be in that moment with those guys. But yeah, I know we got our first preseason game is Kansas City as well. So you know, hopefully we'll see Big Nick out there. But yeah, I think, you know, there's a ton of Illinois guys around the league now, so it's going to be super cool to see. And yeah, I'm just hoping, you know, I can work my way into the position to experience in that.
Well, Doug Kramer, we both enjoyed covering your career, man. You were always great to us, and it's great to see you guys have such great success, to watch your guys' journey, to have so much success. So good luck, and I can say this, go Bears, bear down. Thanks, Doug.
Bear down. Go Illini, ILL, of course.
That was great, Joey. We mentioned it there at the end. Like, I love catching up with these guys. Like, seeing Nick over the weekend. You know, even seeing a guy like Mike Dudek, who's, you know, has a career now up in Chicago. But like, seeing these guys get here as young men and becoming men, but these guys who have success, it's so much fun to watch. And the fact that I get to openly root now for him is a lot of fun. Doug keeps surpassing everybody's expectations, and he said it's no surprise. He works hard, man. Like, he works really hard, gives it his all. He's obviously got talent, but he just approaches things the right way. So it's great to see him have some success.
Yeah, I think I've been lucky enough in this job now, Jeremy, to cover a couple draft parties. The first was, we talked about it with Tim, this O-line of 2018, man, don't sleep on it. It's turning into an NFL O-line. I covered Kendrick Green, and then to be, Darian's wasn't quite as many people as Kendrick, but to see them have that moment and to see the videos of Doug having that moment, like, Doug Kramer is playing for the Chicago Bears. Like, that's a dream, man. Like, I heard him on 670 The Score probably a month ago. Can you imagine that? Like, you grew up probably listening to that, Jeremy. I'm sure he did too, and that's his life now. And like, you root for those guys because we're kind of a pain in the butt to talk to sometimes, and especially during 2018, 2017, 2018, 2019. I'm guessing the last place a lot of those football players wanted to be was post-game media talking to us after some of those losses. But Doug was a guy who, like Alex Palcheski, like Bedarian Lemming, stood up there, Nicky Allegretti, and he answered questions and didn't really get angry with us. Jake Hansen's in that mix. Like, you appreciate that because it helps you do your job. And you know it's not fun for them. And frankly, it's not the most fun asking the same, especially in 2018. It was a lot of hey, what do we think happened here? So you root for those guys to have success in their lives because you know what they pour into it. And Doug's been great with us, man. And to see him live out and put on the two jerseys he grew up rooting for, dude, that's awesome. Like, I don't care if you're an Illinois fan, if you're a Packers fan, like, that is objectively really freaking cool.
Yeah, and his parents went to Illinois, right? Like, it's their team, and the Bears are their team. And, Joey, we know, you know, this is a Packers fan. Bears need offensive line help. And they signed the Packers guy, Lucas Patrick, to probably be their center this year. Sam Mustipher's still there, but he struggled a lot last year. So Doug's got a chance, man. And I think they really like him. They wouldn't take him in the sixth round. I know it's a pick that you can cut easily, right? And that's why Doug's saying he's making the right approach. It's going to be hard to stay on an NFL roster, but like Allegretti, like so many guys, Ted Karras before him, I think he's got the makeup to do it. He's a strict center in the NFL, so he's got to be able to be successful there. But hope he can latch on, man. And did he get you nervous at all about Justin? Because we're going to be terrible. We're going to be terrible this year, and that's a good thing. I just need Justin Fields to be good to give me some hope for the long term. So like a 5-12 year with Justin Fields being good, I'll take that.
Yeah, I won't take that because I have long been on the nervous about Justin Fields bandwagon because the Cowboy is going to leave Green Bay at some point and he's going to retire to whatever he plans on doing in retirement. I'm sure it'll be a wild experience. So, and all of the cap finances are built to win now. So this is going to be a total disaster when it all ultimately comes to an end. And my fear is Justin Fields is really, really good. And not only was Green Bay a disaster, but the Bears are good. And then I got to deal with all that. So there was, you know what I really thought was cool, Jeremy? Him telling us that like the first person to come up and talk with him was Justin Fields. Like it tells me a lot about Justin Fields. I wish it didn't because I don't need him to be this likable, good quarterback. Yeah. But that was a really cool thing to hear.
I will give Ryan Pace this. Like that's as pumped as I've been in as a Bears fan when they traded up to get him. And the fact that he was aggressive to go get him, that said, like, we got him, but then we didn't set him up to succeed with Matt Nagy as the head coach, right? And as the offensive play caller. And it's just like, it was a terrible first year. It was didn't set this guy up to succeed. So I hope Ugetsi can put him in better position to succeed. Packers quarterbacks coach becomes the offensive coordinator. So hopefully he can do that. And hopefully Doug Kramer's going to be snapping to him, right? That'd be really cool to see in a couple years. So great catching up with him and appreciate Doug for all his time. His family's been great to us. He's been great to us. So great to see, man.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm really glad he carved out some time. I know it's getting football time, Jeremy. It is almost football time, and I appreciate him carving out a half hour or so to talk to us.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys listening to the Illini Inquirer podcast. As always, give us a rating, review, and follow us wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube. As always, I bet everybody have a great day. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!